This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, you have arrived. It's the Monday DJV program. A lot of things going on in the world, and we're here to have a conversation about those things that are going on in the world. A few things that are on the front burner on Victoria's mind. So, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen here. Jennifer's off today. All right, Victoria, what's on the front burner?
Well, in some retail news, Payless Shoe Source, which is the
Jennifer would be upset about this.
I know Jen loves Payless. Well, they announced on Friday, they confirmed the rumors that they will be closing all 2,100 stores, and so now there's a liquidation sale happening all across the country in all of the Payless stores. This liquidation sale began yesterday. And so it also includes their website. So if you go to payless.com and if you want to shop online, you'll start to see some really good deals. Now, of course, as the inventory dwindles, you know, sizing and things like that, it's kind of the best thing to do is get in early, first come, first serve. And Payless, of course, is based.
But isn't the reason that they're going out of business because they suck? The shoes they have are awful
I personally don't like them. But I think that part of the reason that they are going out of business is other stores that are also really cheap, like H&M and Forever 21. They make their end Zara. If you look at the lower end fast fashion, is kind of how they describe it. And so all of those places make their own shoe styles that are very on trend and very inexpensive. And so Payless over the years they've had to raise their prices. So they're kind of comparable if you buy a pair of heels from H&M or if you buy something from Payless. And the truth is really this stuff is trendier and better at H&M and Forever 21. So they just didn't keep up with the trends.
There's nothing worse. Take it from somebody who knows. Cheap shoes are usually just that. If you have anything wrong with your feet, I have extraordinarily
flat feet.
Even if
you don't, I can't wear cheap shoes.
You wear these cheap shoes, and if you don't have something wrong, you will sooner or later. This is the stuff that doesn't fit. I don't understand how people can buy shoes online and have them fit. This doesn't work for me. When you have flat feet like I do, wide, flat feet, there's nothing worse. I have experienced it, so I go out of my way to spend a lot of money and buy good shoes, and sometimes hard to find the good shoes. SAS now is the brand that I use for the most part. Not always too stylish, but very comfortable. But please, if you're wondering why your feet ache at the end of the day, many people work on their feet. People who work in stores, a lot of times you're on your feet all your whole shift. And if the floor is concrete, wow, you're really asking for it if you have bad, cheap shoes. So, I guess a word to the wise is sufficient there. Hopefully that's the case. Some airlines in the news, major airlines in our country, say they're going to change their ticketing process. I know now people say, wow, this sounds exciting. No, you're going to be given an opportunity to identify yourself either as male, female, or other. That's the big news. Male, female, or other. So if you're other, the transgender thing, the airlines don't do it because they care. It's because the TSA requirement, or Homeland Security requirement, you know, once you, as I've got my file all filled out because I always fly on American, but originally if you're just buying a random ticket, you'll be asked a lot of information about yourself. And you have to give them your birth date, your city, all of that stuff. It's like you're giving them the keys to your kingdom. And one of the questions they ask, obviously, are you a man or a woman? And if you are neither, then you say other. I guess that's how that works. A woman gave birth over the weekend on a JetBlue flight from Puerto Rico to Florida. How'd you like to have it?
Why was someone flying that late
baby
into their
on
pregnancy?
Board? I know, well, I'm not sure The crew and medical professionals on the plane helped to deliver the baby. It landed in Florida 2 hours after it took off from San Juan. The people who were in the family said that they wanted to thank the crew because they did have a clue. The lady in question, I'm trying to find her name here, and I'm not sure that she was identified, had a baby boy on its way to Fort Lauderdale. I don't know what. Yeah, I guess that's a question.
Because I think aren't you not supposed to fly after 7 months or something like that?
I think that's the rule.
The airlines don't let you, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of this. They don't want you going into labor in the air. That's the reason.
The plane. Yeah. Like they don't want you. I don't see anybody's name attached to this, but listen. It becomes a conversation piece, and you say to yourself, wow, I'm glad that didn't happen to me, or oh, I hope it doesn't happen to anybody I know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's an airline that services Europe, a bargain airline, BMI, licensed to England, but they fly all over Europe, gone bankrupt, and they just shut down operations. So as you can imagine, there are thousands and thousands of people who are stranded because they have tickets. And when that happens, I remember when it happened to Pan Am. So you got a ticket? Yeah. In that case, Delta honored some of the tickets, but they don't have to. It's just you buy a ticket and the airline goes away. That's the end. Kiss your money goodbye. It's kind of like if you have to change your seat. I'm sorry. If you have to change your flight, you can kiss pretty much the money goodbye because they charge you $200 to change it. And most tickets don't cost more than $200 if they're domestic one way. So you can kiss it. The way the airlines have got a stranglehold on that form of transportation and how they schnookered everybody in Washington to get pretty much exactly what they want. So the passengers, you know, I love these airlines that talk about how fabulous the opportunities are. Get this exciting thing like one bag checked free. Isn't that exciting? Wow, yeah. Talking about nonsense, these guys, greedy bastards. Okay, that's enough. I'm on my airline kick now. Time to move on to something else, like how great your teeth are. How great they are. Did you notice, Victoria, I posted the Instagram of my grandson Miles singing at the behest of my son. And underneath it, I made mention of how his singing apparatus probably was inherited from his grandfather. You can
check. Okay.
Actually, why don't you, you can post it if you want on, I post it on my personal Facebook account. You can put it on the DJV. Facebook.com/DJV show are in Instagram. By the way, you can respond to things that we're doing here at DJV show at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. You'll find our latest podcast, too, at djvshow.com. See, I can get it right, Kara. The latest podcast. How much money was spent on Valentine's Day and are musing about that, all of us. Romance, lots of romance. Conversation about romance at djvshow.com. Always find out which. If you missed something, you can go to the podcast and pick it up. All right, djvshow.com. All right, here's the way to leave a lasting impression. Power swabs. You'll be instantly amazed by the results that come from using power swabs. Super fast, super easy, recommended by dentists, dental hygienist. If you want to create a lasting impression, first thing people look at is your smile. If your teeth are horribly yellow and ugly and gross, then let's fix that problem. I'm all about fixing problems. Problem can be fixed by using power swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system on the planet. This thing is the most advanced because what it does is bring, whether it's your own teeth or maybe you got veneers, caps, that kind of stuff. Experts agree this is a fabulous way because it's a patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent put together to lighten your teeth, whiten the, if you got stains from smoking and drinking wine or coffee or tea or whatever it is. All you have to do is snap that little tube, swab your teeth, smile, and in 5 minutes, You'll notice the difference. Keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days for 10, 12 weeks. Wow, what a difference. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Take my advice, our advice. Have a smile you can be proud of. 800-208-1797. Remove those stains on your natural teeth and your caps, veneers, as I say. Get it here using the DJV code, and you save 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is the A-Team on the DJV program. So, you'll like this. These are members of the A-Team as well. There was a young girl, little baby, that was locked in a car in Newport Richey. And there was a chain gang out working in the parking lot redoing the lines. Down in Florida, they have inmates actually doing work, which is something I wish we could get people around the country who have prisoners to do something. Florida is one of the few states that requires that. I think it's a good thing. And the reason that I talk about it here is because these two inmates put their skills to work at breaking into cars. They happened to be in jail on car theft charges, and there was a couple's locked car, had a toddler inside of it, and they didn't have their keys. They lost the keys or something, so they couldn't get into the car. It's a Chevy Tahoe, one-year-old girl, and the sheriff was there and said, okay, you two guys, you're in for breaking and entering cars. Can you get into this car? They said, sure, boss. And they went over. Yeah, the baby's fine. The parents very thankful. The cop looks, the police sergeant or sheriff or whoever it was looks good. And the two guys certainly were
glorified. Hopefully they get something for a little good, bad behavior.
Behavior. Right, exactly. And you can see them in their striped uniforms. They're using a coat hanger to get into the car, and the sheriff's calmly watching as he's, you know, in charge of all of this, and the baby's just there looking at him, sucking on a pacifier. So thank God that all worked out well for the family. Kind of a cute story. 21 after the hour on the DJV Story Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Great song this is.
You're looking swell, Danny.
You recognize Bette Midler?
Very good, huh? You're still going. You're still going strong.
All right, so Bette Midler is in the music news 24 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying Bette Midler. She's going to grace the stage at the Oscars next Sunday to perform The Place Where Lost Things Go for Mary Poppins. And so we're trying to figure out why, because Emily Blunt sings it in the movie, why doesn't she just sing it for the Oscars? And we don't seem to have an answer.
Unless Emily Blunt just doesn't want to sing in front of a live crowd on TV, that would be the only thing I could think of. Why would you not have her do it?
Yeah.
Bette Midler's a great choice, too, but, you know. Yeah.
We have Mary Poppins singing from the movie. That's what this is, right?
Yeah, this is Emily Blunt.
Bring it like that now.
She's good.
No, hiding in the place where the lost things go.
I thought far and away she was the best thing about Mary Poppins Returns. I thought the rest of it was just fair, average, but she was extraordinarily good. I think she's extraordinarily good. I love seeing her and her husband together. I just think they're such a sweet couple, the way they look at each other, the way they seem to handle their lives. Anyway, so the point here, the lead is Bette Midler is going to sing this song instead of Emily Blunt, along with all the other songs that are going to be up. There are, you know, the Star Is Born music, the music from Black Panther, etc. So
I think
that's
Jennifer Hudson's singing all the stars from Black Panther.
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who sang it in the movie. I haven't seen
it,
but
I don't remember. So that's this Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC for the Oscars. For those who are interested in keeping up with it, most of us will be in and out of it, I think, like I am usually those award shows. Next up, musically, John Rich's Granny celebrating her 87th birthday with a launch of her own whiskey. Not a lot of 87-year-olds celebrating their birthday in a Nashville bar. smoking and drinking whiskey and starting a new business. But Ann Rich, known as Granny, not your typical octogenarian apparently, friends and family joined Big and Rich's John Rich at his Redneck Riviera bar over the weekend to celebrate his grandmother's birthday and the launch of her own Granny Rich Reserve Whiskey. I just loved it because I knew he was doing it to honor me, said Granny Rich. John Rich launched his own Redneck Riviera brand whiskey last year, which is also going to handle Granny Rich's. Rich said his grandmother was a very important part of his developing and launching his whiskey. Wow, she must be a... You get a picture of her? Sounds like a piece of work. Granny Rich Reserve, touted as being aged a bit longer, yet more refined, just like Granny Rich. Rich told the crowd, my Granny Rich has lived through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, World War II, through it all. She's remained a work-hard, play-hard, freedom-loving woman. John asked her about working at her age. Granny said, you got a job to do, and you enjoy doing it. It's much more fun than it is to sit in the house and look at the walls. I'd be dead and gone if I agree with that philosophy. That's the pitch to anybody. So Granny Rich Reserve launched in 10 states. 10% of profits from the Redneck Riviera Whiskey go to Folds of Honor, which is a nonprofit that provides scholarships to children and spouses of deceased or disabled veterans. Good for them.
Love that.
28 past the hour on the DJV show.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What the president was saying is that like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
That senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, defending the president's decision to declare a national emergency at the southern border with Mexico. Miller says Congress provided presidents with these types of emergency powers.
What the president was saying is that like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says there will be severe consequences if Venezuela's president moves against the nation's opposition leader. The Florida Republican was at Colombia's border with Venezuela yesterday, where the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro is refusing to allow humanitarian aid into his country. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Things going on around the country this Monday morning. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. I present to you Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, here to discuss the items of interest and import that come across. Not necessarily saying these are the most important, but usually there's a good twist. Everybody loves to talk about the IRS, right? Boo! Everybody loves to boo, and everybody hates the IRS.
Well, I don't think anyone really loves paying taxes.
No, of course not. So the poor people who work at the IRS, don't you feel bad for them? Those poor people at the IRS who work there. Oh. Okay, the government shutdown left the IRS with, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 million pieces of unsorted mail. Yes, you your tax returns.
Oh,
one of the effects of the shutdown.
E-file, right.
National Taxpayer Advocate discussing its annual report to Congress. The NTA is an internal IRS organization, posted a report to lawmakers this week asserting that it's irresponsible for an agency that touches all aspects of people's lives to be underfunded, understaffed, and at the mercy of shutdowns. Really, we love it as taxpayers. What's the big deal? Government shutdown happened just before tax season started. Was that a plan? I guess if you're a conspiratorialist, you might think that. For the first part of the shutdown, employees of the IRS were not allowed to perform any basic functions. They couldn't answer the phones, couldn't send out refunds, and then
couldn't open the mail.
back to work. They were unpaid. Many didn't show up. Shutdown ended after 35 days. Backlog of 5 million pieces of mail. The law responsible for government shutdowns is outdated. So the NTA, the National Taxpayer Advocacy Group, says it should be amended to allow the IRS to be properly staffed even when the government is closed down.
Well, I think this is only an issue now just because the government shutdown happened at the beginning of tax season. But what happens if there's a government shutdown in July? You know, why should the IRS be funded if all the other agencies aren't?
Shouldn't be.
It should be a seasonal thing. You know, if it's within the parameters of tax season, then yes, it should have emergency funding. But other than that, I don't get that.
I don't either. Next up, your tax dollars at work and for a change well spent. NASA and the Mars Opportunity Rover. Been out there for 15 years. You've all heard the story about the Mars Rover. So they've tried to make the last contact with Opportunity, that's the name of the ship, and it didn't respond. So the mission is over. Goodbye to Opportunity. So then there was a news conference to detail the results of all of the efforts. Remember the dust storm that encircled the whole planet last year? That's probably what contributed in part to this thing not working properly anymore. But the press release said, quote, for more than a decade, Opportunity has been an icon in the field of planetary exploration, teaching us about Mars' ancient past as a wet, potentially habitable planet, revealing uncharted Martian landscapes. Whatever loss we feel now must be tempered with the knowledge that the legacy of Opportunity continues both on the surface of Mars with the Curiosity rover, and the InSight lander, and the clean rooms of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, where the Mars 2020 rover is beginning to be built. Solar-powered Opportunity is not communicated, actually, well since last June, but now it's completely dead. And the dust has blocked out the sunlight, and that's probably why the batteries and all went dead, because they were using sun for some, you know, solar panels to keep the thing going. They tried a number of things to revive the Opportunity, but it doesn't work. But imagine, think about it. You send a little wave, electronic wave through space, and it activates. That's what's been going on for 15 years. Huh? 15 years.
It is kind of remarkable when you think about it.
835 commands have been sent, though, in the last couple of months, and they have been in. So that's the end of Opportunity. But, boy, we have a lot to be thankful for with the information that has come from there. Great discovery information. I think it's very cool. All right, here's my chance, my daily chance, to take a look into the lives or the life and times of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or as she is now known as AOC. Now, the news media has gotten so cozy with this sweetheart,
Sigma Chi. I don't know if it's cozy. I think it's just they're too lazy to write out her full name. No, it's pretty
maybe
long.
That's it, too. So when she announced happily, gleefully, that headquarters 2 from Amazon are going to be sent packing, hooray! Most every politician in the city lambasted her because of her naivete. And this is sort of what I've been talking about all along. I'm sure sooner or later, or I would hope sooner or later, that she'll get it and learn that she needs to be a student of what she's doing before she opens her yap. But in this circumstance, she's out there parading around talking about how great it is. We drove them away. Meanwhile, mostly the people, Cuomo and the mayor of New York, not happy with her because they'd worked hard to get them come in. Yeah, were they going to get a lot of tax breaks? Yeah. But they're also going to hire 25,000 people
who
would be taxpayers.
Yeah, but it's also more than that. They were not going to be hiring. The negotiations of this whole deal were really bad from all angles. Amazon didn't negotiate well. The city of New York didn't negotiate well. There was really very little put in place that was a solid plan. So the 25,000 people that they were going to hire, they were going to be bringing, they weren't just going to be jobs for New Yorkers. It was, they were going to be bringing in people from other places too. So it was, it's kind of deceiving the way that this was presented. And then the fact that Long Island City just really doesn't, it's a tiny strip of land that used to just have some factories on it. It really doesn't have the infrastructure to support such an influx of people and businesses.
Well, they're going to change the infrastructure. They're going to do, so like any place, any development requires a change in infrastructure.
Right, but the problem is, though, the money that Amazon would have brought to the city of New York, it would have gone basically right back to Amazon, to building new buildings and for Amazon. It would not have benefited the people of New York and the people living in Long Island City, and that's why the people were protesting it right from the beginning.
Welcome to 2019, where huge corporations like Amazon control politicians, control the discussions about what's going on in the world. I see that as, and I have said this over and over again for years and years, not in the best interests of America. Having said that, however, if you read between the lines, or maybe you don't even read between the lines, Lynn, what she says, and the politician's taking a shot at her, I think my observation is more that she's quickly winnowing away the support she might have had from people who she's going to need as she keeps climbing up the ladder. So I think that's kind of my point.
What was the quote about her? What happened?
If you look at all of the stories about the end of the line for Amazon, and you look at her gloating about how it's wonderful that we've driven them away, and then what blah Blasio what's his face, the governor?
Cuomo. What did they say about her, though?
Look at there's a whole, you shouldn't, you know, shut up, basically. Mind your own business. You don't know what you're talking about. That was kind of what they said.
Well, I think she probably doesn't care that much about what they have to say. Her constituents are lower class people who don't have a ton of money, who are living outside of Manhattan. And those are the same kind of people that are living in the Long Island City area. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think she has a valid point to be celebrating. I mean, if we're just going to talk about how Cuomo and all these people are going to make money off of Amazon and they're mad at her because now they're not going to make money off of them, then
she didn't kill the deal. Bad negotiating from de Blasio and Cuomo. So if she's saying this is a victory for the people who live there, well, you know what? To be honest, the people who do live there do consider this to be a victory. Mm-hmm. So once again, you know, I just don't understand the piling on of this girl. I just don't get it. It feels like really, really sexist. If this was a 28-year-old guy, we would only be saying, oh, he's young, he's got ideas,
not
he's
me.
Outspoken.
I'd be saying the same thing.
Well, most other people would be saying that.
Well,
it's just, it's very, very sexist. Yeah.
I'm not going to speak to it, whether it's that's your opinion about this circumstance, but I think she's way in over her head, and she can do whatever grandstanding she wants. I find her annoying, and I have the ability to say I find her annoying. You like her? Swell. I don't like her. There's nothing about what, maybe it's her socialist tendencies. Maybe that's what I like less than anything else about her. I think she's over the top. She's like Elizabeth Warren and some of these other people that just, everything is, the government does everything for everybody, and nobody has to do anything. It's like living in a utopia. Right. And nobody pays for anything except everybody pays for it. Free call. I mean, come on. It's the practicalness of some of these things are really kind of naive at best. 45 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's a problem that we can solve for you. One of the things that I love to do is solve your problem. So if you got a bad back and it's slowing you down, may I suggest you make a simple phone call to 800-291-4180. What will happen when you make that phone call? You'll be given a free tube of the ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity Products. Yep, this is the way to get you back on track so that you'll feel better. This is a clinically tested herbal formula that gives your back comfort. It relaxes the muscles that give you the problem in your lower back. I've had my problems for years and years. 15 minutes after I put this stuff on, aches, pains, gonzo. So let's get to Purity Products at 800-291-4180 so you can solve your back aches with Purity's Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, and you get the first one free. Try it out. They just want you to pay for shipping and handling. That's a couple, $3-4 bucks, that's all. Call now for your free bottle, 800-291-4180. Please do yourself a favor. Fix the back pain. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula from Purity at 800-291-4180 free.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you've ever tried to buy tickets to a Sacramento Kings basketball game, you are likely interacting with Sarah Martinez, the Kings sales and marketing assistant. But what makes Sarah so special? Well, she's not actually human. She's AI, or artificial intelligence. Alex Terry from Conversica explains.
The AI assistant helps the Kings on a variety of projects. For example, with season tickets, group ticket sales, or selling of the suites, not to mention like pre-event things like draft parties, and even really ticket sweepstakes. And so any professional sports franchise has millions of fans, and so interacting with those millions of fans is a daunting challenge. And so AI is really the best way to have those personal one-on-one conversations at a very large scale.
More is at Conversica.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Oh,
bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer.
Time to switch to Boost's super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. All right, so here's the story of this 11-year-old boy arrested. My God, this is so stupid. Listen to this if you haven't heard the story. A confrontation developed at a school because he refused to stand up for the pledge. He called it racist against black people. He's a young black kid. He was charged with disrupting a school function, resisting arrest after threatening his substitute teacher, supposedly. That's what she says anyway, following an argument. Student became disruptive. The teacher contacted school administrators. School's resource deputy became involved. The spokesperson said the students are not required to stand for the pledge. The teacher apparently didn't know that because she was a sub. So all of this happened after that. What a bunch of baloney. And the news media, of course, loves to glom on to stuff like this. He's an 11-year-old kid, for God's sake.
Well, I also don't understand. It's like, why wouldn't you just go to the principal's office if there was a problem with
arrest
behavior,
him?
And then you would immediately...
This is typical Florida.
Yeah.
The overhead is more flat-footed guys falling all over each other in the name of law enforcement in Florida. This is just stupid. It is. It's just ignorant. These ignoramuses who keep beating this dead horse. Come on, will you? 10 before the hour.
Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the history of movies, there are three or four of them. The James Bond theme certainly is up there, close to the top, if not at the top. I guess you could argue about the theme from Star Wars being there, but this is so iconic. So we have the music from James Bond as we get started with Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here to explain why we have the James Bond theme on the air. Chuckster.
Next James Bond movie, the 25th entry in the franchise, Bond 25, official release date, April 2020. They've hired the screenwriter of The Bourne Ultimatum to do a more than a polish of the script they have, almost a complete rewrite, so we'll see where the story goes. But Daniel Craig will be back as 007 once again for what a lot of people anticipate, his final appearance in that role.
Why is he so... What's the problem? Why doesn't he want to keep doing it? What's the deal?
I don't know. I haven't spoke to him lately, so I'm not quite sure.
Really?
What do you think? I know you speculate. I think a lot of these actors, for whatever reason, when they get these massive roles like Bond or Batman, for whatever reason, they get tired of doing it, or they want to move on and do other things, and they I don't know. It makes no sense to me. I mean, you're getting a massive paycheck. I mean, speculation has that they'll get like, you know, up to $50 million to do this film. I don't know. It didn't bother Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man in the Marvel Universe. I mean,
no.
He's made people speculate, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars playing Iron Man. And if you look at his bio in the last 10 years, Robert Downey Jr., 90% of his screen time has been Iron Man on the
he doesn't need to be in the physical shape, though, to play Iron Man as what Daniel Craig has to go through to play James Bond. And Daniel Craig's in his 50s now, right? I think he's physically, I think maybe 50. I don't know. It's a very physically demanding role. There's a lot, you know, you've got to look really good to be James Bond.
You know, you do.
I think if somebody's giving me $50 million, I could look really good.
You could. Well, I don't know about that, but you try though. You would actually try. I could see you doing like maybe like 10 push-ups a day.
I do my own stunts now with my grandson, and on the farm I do. Nobody does my stunts for me. I do my own stunts. So
really, what do you do?
I roll down hills. I jump on stuff. Jump off of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has it been videotaped for proof?
Yes, it has, matter of fact. Didn't you see, Victoria, remember me rolling down the hill last year?
I remember seeing you tumbling down a hill. It didn't make me think James Bond, but yeah.
here's my question to you, Doug. Okay. If you had to pick one James Bond, the best James Bond movie of all time, at the top of your head, what would you say it was?
Thunderball, probably.
I think it's a Daniel Craig. I think it's Skyfall.
Skyfall's good movie, no question about it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm putting into, they didn't have the technology back in the 60s when they first did the James Bond. You actually had to act, and they had to take real shots and stuff. So, I just think as far as good guys and bad guys, and I think still Sean Connery is the best. But I think
the consensus is Connery still the best Bond of all time.
Yeah, there's a toss-up with me. I like Roger Moore. He played it a whole different way.
I like him, too.
I like Pierce Brosnan, and I like Daniel Craig. So I just like the James Bond. It's so, I say, every time I see a movie like that, especially James Bond, when people ask me, what do you think, I said, I got exactly what I went to the theater to get. When you know, I know what's going to be delivered in a James Bond movie, and I have never gone to the theater. Do I think some of them are better than others? Yeah. But have I walked away saying, damn it, I wished I hadn't gone to that movie after seeing a James Bond movie? No, never. Never. So, anyway, have you ever thought that? After you left a James Bond movie, thought, yeah, shit, that was a lousy movie.
I got to give some thought to that. You know, actually, I was changing the channels the last night, and The Untouchables is on with Sean Connery and Kevin Costner. Boy, do I miss Sean Connery. I mean, how good was he?
That movie was fabulous. Kevin Costner, as a kid, will tell you, Sean Connery taught him so much about acting. He said that, if he said it once, he said it 100 times. Sean Connery was his professor in that movie, and he loved working with him. Costner was a kid when that movie was done. It was 30 years ago. And it still holds up, though. You're right. But De Niro is so violent. That's that part of it you got to turn away from. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Trucker. This is the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.